You're listening to lgradio.online, and this is the show where we celebrate the greatest swinging jazz around. No widdly-widdly avant-garde clue, just the very best swinging jazz. Welcome to In the Groove. Cobb getting this edition of In the Groove going with a track you'll find on one of my absolute favourite jazz albums. It's called Party Time and features Arnett blowing up a storm. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you. I've been fortunate enough to have spent a little bit of time with the next featured artist, even managing, I'm proud to say, playing with him one night in a jazz club in my distant past. Everyone seems to have an opinion of this guy. He seems to really split opinion. All I can say is that, aside from finding him the most engaging, fascinating and humble man, as a trumpet player, I think he's an absolute giant. See what you think. This is the most swinging Wynton Marsalis, and I challenge you not to tap your foot to this one. It's absurdly joyous.
Thank you.
Isn't that magnificent? Wynton Marsalis on trumpet there with one of the many compositions we associate with Tony Bennett on The Street of Dreams. Incidentally, if you want to hear Tony explain how he came to record that song, be sure to check out our In Conversation with Him, which you'll find on the Listen Again page on the website. Time now for Jazz Royalty on In the Groove here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Miles Davis famously said that you can describe the entire history of jazz in just four words. Louis Armstrong, Charlie Parker. So here's two of those words caught in action, roaring over a big band which featured pretty much every jazz star of the time, one evening in a New York recording studio in spring of 1954. Amazing. Charlie Parker. I'd love to hear from anyone listening to this who ever saw him live in action. Obviously, there can't be too many people around who witnessed him live, but you never know. Don't forget, if there's anything you'd like to hear from me to feature here on In the Groove on LGRadio.online, please do drop me a note via the message board on the website or via the email, which is info@LGRadio.online. For now, here's something in contrast to the fast, furious and brilliant alto sax of Charlie Parker that we just heard. This is the brilliant tenor sax of Sonny Stitt with Oscar Peterson's group. I make that announcement because on this amazing album, he plays alto sax on one side and tenor on the other. And if ever there's a track that sounds like its title, it's this one. Here's Sonny Stitt with Easy Does It. Thank you. Isn't that nice? Sonny Stitt playing the blues here on LGRadio.online with his tune Easy Does It, accompanied by Oscar Peterson's group. We have time for one more, and this is something from one of the great jazz guitarists in the world today. Russell Malone has spent many hours in studios and on stages gracing much of Diana Krall's work, but he's also recorded several solo albums, and what I enjoy as much as his takes on the jazz classics is when he reworks some of the more contemporary pop songs, which of course was exactly what so many of the jazz masters were doing in the 1940s, 50s and 60s with their renditions of the hits of their day, songs which more often than not had started off life in the various movies and Broadway shows before the jazz musicians of the day reworked them. And that's exactly what Russell has done, brilliantly I think, with this Whitney Houston song, which you'll find on his 2016 album called All About Melody. Wonderful Russell Malone on guitar, bringing this edition of In the Groove to a close here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, please do check out the website for details of all our shows, and you can also find out when this show is repeated again. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.